But I do want to talk to Billy Sayers. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
It's aggravating as hell, and I'll use the word. When I hear these idiots, and I'll use that word, saying, I ain't going Don Saris no more because I had Trump's son in the business. That has to get on your nerves too, Billy.
Well, you know what? We thought about it when we heard that they wanted to come. And we actually thought about it and said, you know, what will the repercussions be? And you know what? We've had state senators. We've had congressmen from both parties. We've had Catholic bishops. We've had just numbers of politicians that come in there. And, you know, they get an opportunity. They come there for the opportunity to speak to employees.
Yep.
They're looking for votes.
Yep.
And you know what? And the employees are the ones that get the opportunity, instead of seeing a candidate on TV and listening to what they're hearing on the news or what they're hearing somewhere else, they get a one-on-one with these people. And all these politicians, regardless, Democrat or Republicans, are so courteous and kind to the employees that they take pictures. They would never have that opportunity. And that's who we do that for. It's not for us. It's not political, okay? And we don't make it political. It's just an opportunity for, again, I say, the employees. Could you imagine all those employees one-on-one?
It's amazing.
With those type of people that never get a chance. They stand in line to see them, and they get a chance to shake hands and take a photo.
Hey, Billy, though, doesn't it kind of underline the nasty political climate we see today? And that's unfortunate, sir.
You know what? I expected some bad emails, but I never expected it to be to the point where it is. And it's a shame. But would I do it again? Yes, I'd do it again, because we're not going to deny anybody, politician that wants to come in there and shake hands and meet people who could possibly get them in and make them a winner.
Well, I've been there 100 times. You have pictures on the walls of everyone and every single party. And really, it's exactly what you said. It's a photo op for them. And it's a wonderful opportunity for folks to meet these big shots who they could never get close to. And I say to hell with the people that say they're not going to buy your chocolate. You're doing all right. And I think you'll do fine without these angry people. I get so disgusted with the tone today that you can't even have the son of a president try a little chocolate without getting beat up.
It amazes me how this political climate that we're in is so bad. It really is bad. There are two sides now.
There are.
And the sides, as you can see, battle each other. And I don't know. I said I'm dumbfounded sometimes, and when I see this stuff and go, what's this going to?
Right.
What's life coming to?
Right.
You know.
Well, Billy, we love what you did, and you know, you don't have a bigger fan than me and this radio station, and you do a hell of a lot of good things you don't need credit for and you don't want credit for. So, good for you for making the decision and sticking with it.
But at least you know I listen to you when I'm in my vehicle.
Yes, you do. And good luck with your back, sir.
I just came from the hospital. I just had more tests done. So things are looking good.
Oh, good. Good to hear that. Thanks, Billy.
Hey, good luck. Thank
All right,
you.
Man.